Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good day, Crusaders. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Tuesday, September 19th, 2017. We'll have the 11 a.m. Eastern update from the National Hurricane Center about Hurricane Maria, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a martyr of the Diocletian persecutions. A Georgia Tech student's death has his parents asking questions and the campus filling with protests and riots. And Belgium says 500 of its nationals left the country to fight alongside ISIS in Iraq. Hurricane Maria is the focus of attention right now as the strong Category 5 storm prepares to batter Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. The National Hurricane Center is telling those areas anticipating Hurricane Maria that preparations against life-threatening storm surge and rainfall flooding and destructive winds should be rushed to completion. From the National Hurricane Center's most recent advisory. At 11 a.m., the eye of Hurricane Maria was located near latitude 16.3 north, longitude 63.1 west. Maria is moving toward the west-northwest near 10 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue through Wednesday night. On the forecast track, the eye of Maria will move over the northeastern Caribbean Sea today and then pass near or over the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico on Wednesday. Maximum sustained winds are near 160 miles per hour with higher gusts. Maria is a potentially catastrophic Category 5 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Some fluctuations in intensity are likely during the next day or two, but Maria is forecast to remain an extremely dangerous Category 4 or 5 hurricane until it moves near or over the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. Hurricane force winds extend outward up to 35 miles from the center, and tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 140 miles. NOAA buoy 42,060, located a little west of the center, recently reported 1 minute average winds of 69 miles per hour and a wind gust of 83 miles per hour. The minimum central pressure based on data from an Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft is 927 millibars. Today's quote of the day comes from Honoré de Balzac. It is easy to sit up and take notice. What is different is getting up and taking action. Today in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Januarius. St. Januarius lived in the late 3rd and early 4th centuries. He was born in Italy and was the Bishop of Benevento at the time that the Emperor Diocletian was executing his infamous persecutions of Christians. When he and two laymen went to visit two deacons and two laymen in the prisons, he was also imprisoned. He was thrown to wild beasts with his deacon and lector, but the animals refused to attack them. The men were subsequently beheaded. St. Januarius's blood is kept in a special reliquary, and every year, with very few exceptions, that it is exposed in the cathedral, it liquefies and bubbles, a phenomenon inexplicable to scientists. St. Januarius, pray for us. Late Saturday night, 21-year-old Scout Schultz, an engineering student at Georgia Tech University, made the fateful decision to ignore the warnings of police and continuing to advance towards them while brandishing a knife, even saying, "Shoot me," he was fatally shot. Schultz was the president of Georgia Tech's Pride Alliance, an LGBTQ association, and was a self-identified gender non-binary who asked to be referred to with the pronoun they. Yahoo News reports that he also had a history of depression and suicide attempts. Time reports that per Georgia Bureau of Investigation spokeswoman Nellie Miles, three suicide notes were found in Schultz's dorm room. Schultz's parents are asking questions about what happened and why their son was shot.
I mean, that's the only question that matters right now. Why did you kill my son? We're relying on Chris to find out what happened, but whatever happened, it shouldn't have ended in a death.
The Georgia Tech campus erupted into rioting when a post-vigil protest turned violent. A police car was set on fire, and the Daily Caller reports that police officers were being swarmed and attacked. Campus officials admonished students to refrain from going outdoors last night so as to avoid the violence. Iraqi news reports that a Belgian delegation visiting Baghdad revealed that 500 Belgian nationals had left their country to fight alongside ISIS in Iraq. The delegation urged Iraq not to grant the Belgians amnesty and apologized for their countrymen's actions. The delegation's spokesman said that Brussels, quote, does not encourage pardoning those or assimilating them into the society, but to rather execute them. In this Celestial Musings, it's that time of year again. Oktoberfest. In Munich, Germany, the 184th Oktoberfest was kicked off by Mayor Dieter Reiter, who cracked the first keg of beer with a cry of, "It's tapped," and poured around. The festival is celebrated complete with a horse and carriage parade, carnival rides, oompa bands, and libation-filled revelry. As I looked at all the happy Germans celebrating in their traditional German manner, I wondered to myself, how much longer is this going to be permitted to go on before it becomes a constant target of Islamists? You know, Islam does not approve of beer. And as we found out in Pakistan, sometimes they don't even tolerate, much less celebrate, non-arranged marriages. As it turns out, last year, they started implementing heightened security at Oktoberfest celebrations. There are now entrance checks, a fence around the fairgrounds, bans on visitors bringing in large bags and backpacks, enhanced video surveillance, and a PA system for making announcements. Because isn't Germany just full of peace-loving immigrants who are simply looking for a hand up in life? Maybe not. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Keep yourself tuned in to the Veritas Radio Network, king-size truth from radio-sized speakers. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.